Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7.05. Happy Monday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by the Cheesecake Factory. You too. The best thing about me. You too's Experience and Innocence Tour is coming to the SAP Center in 2018. And all this week we have tickets to the May 8th concert. Don't miss them. In 2018, tickets for the May 8th show are available and on sale now at livenation.com. And we're going to put some tickets under your tree. Caller number 9 right now. 800, just a quick one. A quick turnaround on this one. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Caller 9, you get a pair of lower reserve tickets to the May 8th show. We'll have another chance. I think we're doing this all week, are we not?
Correct.
So tomorrow, we'll have another chance for you to win. But if you want to go check out U2, this is your chance. Or you can buy tickets at livenation.com. Try and win them. 800-400-3697. Caller number 9. Through December 31st, buy a $25 gift card for the Cheesecake Factory and get a free slice of cheesecake. Redeemable in the new year.
Yum.
Visit cheesecakefactory.com for more details. I want to start with an email. Our listeners are just great. I mean, I don't have to tell you. You're the listeners, and you know how great you are. So this is from, let's see here. This is from Anastasia and Aiden. Our mom, Catherine, raised us on Alice Radio, listening since 1997. You're a part of our morning. So please send love and thanks to our supermom, Catherine B. in Petaluma. And may she find her Thor soon. I guess she's looking for Thor.
Oh, I see.
It's adorable.
Cute.
She deserves some super happiness for all she does for us and others. Your radio station brings laughter and conversation to our lives. Thank you for the love, Sarah and Vinny and all. Alice Radio, we love you.
Awesome. We love you too.
So here's some love, Catherine B. and Petaluma.
Yay.
From Anastasia and Aiden. Everybody here at your little side family at Alice. Very sweet. It's time to play a game.
Oh. Woo!
All right, Vincent, it is the Christmas season.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do a little Christmas quiz.
All right, I think I got this.
We'll find out. These are hard. How many do you think? Well, I got five of them.
So do I get $50?
No. I think I have a 20 in my purse.
Okay, I'll play for $20, Bob.
All right, then I'm making it hard. You got to get 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5?
I got to pay you $20. You're paying me 4 out of 5.
All right.
4 out of 5. Okay, so let's see. Right, wrong. All right. Question number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus was commissioned by a department store to promote its Christmas cards.
So this is true or false?
True or false?
Okay.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus was commissioned by a department store to promote its Christmas cards.
I'm going to go false, Bob.
I'm sorry. That's the one you can get wrong, Vinny.
Oh, Vinny. I was picturing Don Draper, like that's something Don Draper would do.
I was too, but it just seems like a
sexual for the time.
All right, you know what though? When did it come out? Do you have that?
1952. Saks Fifth Avenue paid for it in 1952. 13-year-old Jimmy Boyd was the singer. As a little boy. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Question number 2. The guy who sang "You're a Mean One."
Yes.
Mr. Grinch also played the original Tony the Tiger.
True.
That is correct, Vincent.
I was sitting there thinking about this.
His voice.
Great.
I could hear that.
His name was... Oh, I was... Yeah, listen to it. His name was Thurl Ravenscroft.
And Thurl.
He played Tony the Tiger from 1953 to 2004.
All right.
Question number 3.
Okay.
Last Christmas... by Wham.
You gave it away.
Last Christmas by Wham is the only Christmas song to hit number one on the pop charts. Yes or no? True or false?
False, Bob.
False is correct.
The Mariah Carey song has to have.
Nope. Well, that part you're wrong on, but you get this one right. It was not the only Christmas song to hit number one on the pop charts. So that's right. The only Christmas song to ever do it was Christmas Don't Be Late by the Chipmunks in 1958. No other song has
hit number one. Mariah Carey's one didn't?
No. Last Christmas never hit number one in the U.S. or the U.K. It actually peaked at number two in the U.K. and number 41 here. Earlier this year after George Michael died.
All right.
It never hit number one. So you got two right, one wrong, two more questions. The version of...
You know what? I'll take 10 now if you want to quit while you're ahead.
Oh, a little negotiation. No, I'm not going for that. I think I can get you on one of these.
I'm doing pretty good.
You are.
Okay. You sure you don't want to, you know, cut
I'll
your
pay
losses?
You the 20 bucks. I want to play the game.
Okay.
The version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas that most people know isn't the original because Frank Sinatra had the lyrics changed. So true or false, the original version had different lyrics than the ones that Frank Sinatra wound up recording.
I believe that to be true.
That is true, Vinny. You are correct. Sinatra did it in 1957. He thought one of the lines was too depressing. You know when it says the line was... Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. About getting together with your friends.
Right.
You know.
I can just hear Frank saying, what is this crap?
What is this muddle
this
through
line's
thing?
Not going to do it.
Well, somebody get Don on the phone.
Yeah. I can hear that, too.
So.
I can hear it.
So he told the writer, you got it. Let's go ahead and fix that. All right.
So this is...
Final question.
This is your last chance. I'll take 10 bucks now, or I'm going to take your whole 20 if I get this next one right.
Should I cut my losses? I only have a $20 bill.
I have a question.
What is it?
How hard is this next question?
I would say this is the easiest question.
Oh, then you should cut your losses.
I'll take the 10 now.
All right. I'll give you 10 bucks. Thank you for the deal. And
if you don't have it, I got it.
Okay, because I only have a 20. You can just give me a 10 or something.
And you know Vinny don't have any money on him.
I got no change. You can bet on
I'll
that.
I'll just hand it to him right now.
Well, don't get... Okay, so he's getting the 10 bucks. That's it. He's cutting his losses, too.
Good job, Vinny.
Thank you.
All right. Question number five. Let's see if you would have won the 20
bucks. Do I owe
you
any money?
You owe me 10 bucks. Give me that money back. Go get that money.
All right. I'm going to come get it.
Give it back.
All right.
Somehow I haven't paid any money yet. I don't know how this works.
And now I know I owe Hooman money. So here you go. All right,
Hooman winds up with it.
All right.
Here's the final question. Let's see if you would have won my 20 bucks.
All right.
Statistically speaking, the Christmas song you are most likely to hear on American radio is the 1994 Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Statistically speaking, this is the one you're most likely to hear. Ding dong. Inside my door.
It's got to be true, Bob.
It is true. The rest of the top five are Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. We have a nice version of that somewhere,
don't
we?
Come on. Don't pull that out.
Well, I mean...
All right, we got it. Somebody can't sing. We get it.
All right, so the rest of the top five are that song, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Jingle Bell Rock, A Holly Jolly Christmas, and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Well, Vinny, you would have won the 20 bucks.
So I did some research on All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
And it did reach number one in a lot of countries, including the Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovenia, Spain. But in the United States, it reached number 11.
Thank you, Hooman. Excellent research.
You're welcome.
wonderful time of the year. So I did not yet watch this past weekend's Saturday Night Live. It's one of those ones that saved up on my DVR.
Busy. You got family in town.
Sure.
You're very busy. You did a rock concert, Christmas concert Friday. Mm-hmm.
Had a lot going on this weekend, and yesterday I took my mom out to look at open houses, so it wasn't like and there was football on the TV all day. So,
oh, good Lord, you did?
Oh yeah, she, you know, she loves that. I love it too.
Anything that you must have?
No, we only went to the really. We don't bother with the
ones you can afford,
right? With anything I can afford, we went to like some $6 million ones and $4 million ones. And, you know, they have to let you in, no matter what you look like. They take one look at us and go, well, that person doesn't need any attention from me. So anyway, I did not watch. Kevin Hart was the host.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And people are saying that they hated his monologue. So I thought that we'd listen to the parts that were offensive. Kevin Hart monologue getting ripped apart by people who saw it. They're calling it sexist and not a good idea at this time. So... Here's the offensive bit.
All right, I get it. So he's completely out of touch.
Yeah, that's just a dude who doesn't have to do any of that stuff. There's plenty of dudes out there going, a lot of that stuff falls to me, or we shoulder it equally. Or...
Yeah, he's just out of touch. And you know what? The thing that's weird is comedians are, that's where they're supposed to hit their mark, is to really
tell
touch
the
on
truth
things and... that people relate to.
So I'm sure to some people they were like, yes, that does sound like my house, and to other people they're like, that's not like my house at all.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why people have to get have to flip out or rip him apart, but and it didn't seem, I mean, okay,
it's a weird time.
It is a weird time, I guess.
It's a really weird
technically
time.
that is pretty
I
sexist.
Read an article this morning. And if you're going to do the story, I'll stop.
Oh, go ahead.
But it was about Rose McGowan and how she had called out
Harvey Weinstein?
No, one of the best actors of all time.
Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep, and saying that this silent protest at the Golden Globes to wear black dresses is absolutely, you might as well do nothing or something. She really called her out. Mm. And people...
So that they wouldn't notice, so that they wouldn't have to talk about it, but they would all wear black in solidarity?
Right. Okay. And people called out Rose and said, you're the one who took a payout from Harvey Weinstein. And you
didn't say anything for years.
And then they go on to say, and you're also the one who worked with a guy who had been accused of child molestation and then later convicted of it. And here's the clip of you in an interview saying you don't know enough about that to comment on it and that you thought he was a special and wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tore her a new one.
Wow.
And I thought, well, there it is. You're online and you're mouthing off, and people will find evidence on you.
Yep.
Every time.
Did
no
she
one,
respond back in any
I
way?
I didn't see any of her responses back, but this just happened.
Mm. She's that's classic stepping in it in Twitter. I mean, that's, you can't call someone else out without getting called out yourself. They're not wrong.
So that's exactly what, you know, the atmosphere is. There's someone who is on the side.
People are probably tweeting about what a-holes we are right now.
And
right.
And she's being called out.
And they wouldn't
out.
Be wrong.
No, they're not wrong, but they're still on Twitter and they're stepping in and they're about to start a big fight with one of our listeners.
So
or something.
Yeah. That comedy bit's got no chance.
Yeah. I mean, there he is standing on a stage saying it.
I mean, these are two people who are supposedly on the same side for the same cause. And they're fighting with each other. So
This
guy, no chance.
Totally change. I mean, listen, I can do more.
Was SNL excellent?
Stuff. No, I didn't see it.
Oh.
So just that. That's the only thing I heard about it this week, was that was off base.
All right.
Tone deaf in these times, Vincent.
Right.
I mean, listen, if you want sexual harassment stuff, I have
piles.
I'm trying to avoid it.
Well, want and it being, you know, real news, that's are two different things. The
I
truth
feel like
is,
I've
read a bunch of articles, and it is a tough time to. I was starting to think about it over the weekend, and I'm thinking our culture will change from this, and probably for the better. But one of the changes we're going to probably see is that we will find ourselves in a culture where women make all the forward gestures towards relationship. Because in the workplace, there's no chance a guy is going to be, guys who finally start to get it, I mean, are going to be making those kind of overtures. Mm. And even in school, as people are teaching their kids how we function now, we're going to find a completely different setup. Because I was even reading about something called enthusiastic consent. So it's not just consent. It's that absolutely, yes, I want to do this with you right now. Let's go.
Boy.
As opposed to,
you know, someone working you and you're like, all right.
Whatever. I mean, it's just we're really coming to a different
enthusiastic consent.
And I actually agree with it. You do want to be with someone who wants to be with you. Right?
Sure. I don't want to feel like I'm tricking anybody into anything.
Or that they're throwing you a bone because they're not really in the mood, but sure. All right.
Right.
Whatever that the case may be. But anyway, and as I was talking to the missus about this, she said, you know what? And I forget where she said, I think she said Sweden. It's like that there. She said it's already like that there, that women make all of the movements and gestures towards conversation and dating. And I was like, get out of here. And she goes, I went to a bar and all the guys were huddled together. And she said to her friend, and this was, I don't know how many years ago, she said, is this a gay bar? And she said, no, this is
how it is.
If we want to talk to someone, we have to go over to them. And I thought, wow, well, that's what we're headed towards. I think. Don't you?
I don't know. I mean,
how could we not be?
I haven't played it out that far in my brain.
Well, let's hope these stories are going to amount to something, right?
Sure.
I don't know what. I'm not saying I hope that that's the end result. I just think that's the end result.
Huh, that's interesting. Because I do feel like still, you know, if people see someone that they... I mean, I don't see something wrong with someone asking someone else out. I guess maybe if they're in a position of power that just, you know, you feel the pressure to be... Right. So maybe it does. Maybe it just goes all the way to don't talk to women. Unless
I'm not trying
to
say
you.
That as a negative, like a hostile reaction. I'm just saying I think that that's the way the burden will be put on women to make those overtures
right.
so that men aren't putting them in a position. Because right. that enthusiastic consent, the conversation I read was all about, so if a woman goes home with a guy, is she implying consent? Absolutely not, right? She's right. just at his house, but they've been on a date. So, and women, and it was the inner dialogue being written by the inner dialogue of a woman saying, should I be here? Am I saying it's okay for us to kiss? Can I be in his bed without, is that mm-hmm. saying yes? Can we make out in a guy's bed? Is that a yes? It's an interesting thought process that's going on in a woman's head through these experiences. That's the article I read, and I just thought, that's intense, man.
Mm.
I don't know the answers to all that.
It is. I'm like actually picturing a scenario where I had a few drinks with a guy at a bar and went back to his house because I couldn't drive. He's like, I live around the corner. Just go. I mean, I was not consenting to anything, and I actually had to flee that house.
Oh, this is real life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
This is totally real life, and I'm thinking, you know, did I imply consent just by saying
of course
I'm
you
too,
didn't. That's
too
the
drunk to drive.
But that is the point. So we're coming right. to a new reality, which is that's not consent at all.
Mm.
Next story.
We're out of time.
Oh.
But that's okay. I feel like that's a conversation that was well worth having. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Atlanta's airport lost power, and the East Coast lost a lot, actually. That's a hub, main hub.
Yep.
Also, a middle-aged man got out of jury duty because of love.
Uh-huh.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. On Thursday, Yuzette and Brynn are going to be at the Cine Arts Santana Row.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, 3088 Olson Drive in San Jose. That is Thursday, December 21st, 4 to 6 p.m. They're going to have movie guest passes to give out while supplies last, a photo setup with holiday props.
Yep.
And you can check out the luxury loungers.
They're so comfortable.
Plus, they serve beer and wine. Are you kidding me?
I'll be asleep during that movie. This is just too comfortable.
Right.
And they have ugly sweater ornaments to give. And this, by that, we mean actual tiny ugly sweaters that are fashioned into ornaments, not right. things that you would hang on your actual ugly sweater. So ugly sweater ornaments will be there. And that's this Thursday. RadioAlice.com if you want. Oh, you're holding it up to the camera there?
Yeah, camera seat.
You can watch the show, RadioAlice.com/watch.
That's
this Thursday, Yuzi and Bryn getting busy at Santana Row. At HSBC, while they're proud to be named the world's best bank, their real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euro Money.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Cine Arts at right. Santana Row in
That's
San Jose.
Fantastic. That's called reinforcement right
That's
there.
That's right. Just in case they didn't catch it the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, man. Hey, did you know that Yuzette and Bryn are going to be there on Thursday?
They are.
Happy hour, 4 to 6.
So over the, let's see, it was on Sunday. The lights are now back on, but power went out at the Atlanta airport, which is considered a main hub. As airports
like
go.
The busiest airport.
It is one of the busiest airports. Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport lost power for 11 hours, which caused more than 1,000 flight cancellations as people are beginning the holiday travel.
A lot of people are out this week, just, you know, heading off to family or to whatever vacation
oh, yeah.
they're going on. And imagine that you're leaving on Sunday and now you're like, oh my God, we're not getting to yeah. Costa Rica or wherever we're going.
More than 400 flights had been canceled. It's the world's busiest airport, they call it here. Yeah.
Funny.
It Which I had no one. Idea.
I always, well, I'm my dad and actually my brother were both in the airline business. I always knew it was a main hub. Mm. I did not know it was the world's busiest airport.
I thought it'd be like LaGuardia.
Well, maybe because is the other New York one
Kennedy? Yeah. Uh-huh.
So maybe because Kennedy and LaGuardia are so close
right.
that they sort of.
Did it say the world or the nation?
More than 400 flights had been canceled Monday at the world's busiest airport.
Huh. Jesus, the world. I guess it's just a jump-off point for, you know. You fly in from anywhere in America to go any place elsewhere. Crazy.
So anyway, power's back on, but you can imagine if you had flight plans and there you are in the dark and you're not finding out what's happening, that was probably a thing.
On KCBS this morning, they had this one lady just on the national news thing. She's like, okay, well, I sat on the plane for 7 hours without food and water. We just sat there on the tarmac. And when they finally let us off, we were led into a darkened room where people were sleeping on the floor. I was like, what is happening? No, it's not.
That's horrible.
I know. Can you imagine?
Oh. Yeah, are you like falling all over them?
I guess.
Yikes. Go ahead.
That airport handles 260,000 passengers every day.
Holy cow.
Incredible. We have a text here since we're talking about airlines. Want to wish my husband good luck today. First day of flight school to become a commercial pilot. Oh. Complete career change from an accountant to a pilot at 42 years old. Proud of his bravery.
Wow.
Good for him. Hey. Good luck. Wow. That's
amazing.
Thing,
yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That's a crazy life, too, you know?
A pilot's life?
Yeah, it's like the schedule's always wacky. I know a couple commercial pilots, and they're just, there they are. Off, you know, yeah, I'm flying overnight tonight. I'm staying at this place.
Some people love it.
There. Sure.
If I speak in acres, do you know what I'm talking about?
In acres?
Yeah.
Okay.
The airport covers 4,700 acres.
Boy, that's enormous.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what acres is. So I thought somebody on the show might.
Well, it's 44,000 square feet, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
You tell us, Sarah.
So from the front page of today's Chronicle.
Sarah would know.
There's our boy Gavin Newsom, head hung low as the mayor was mourned over the weekend. Yeah. The article goes, billionaires, baseball players, politicians, and everyday people filled San Francisco City Hall on Sunday to celebrate the life of Mayor Ed Lee. They say 1,600 people turned out. That's a lot. They also say that your dreams of, I can't think of the name that it used to be.
Justin Herman Plaza.
Justin Herman Plaza being named Serenvini Plaza are about to be dashed as they're considering Mayor Ed Lee.
Oh, actually, that would be lovely. Mm-hmm.
More lovely than Serenvini Plaza?
Definitely not. Serenvini Plaza.
That's always number
one. We hung out there a lot when we used to work in the Embarcadero Center years ago.
Well, that's some of our best early bits were done all over that Embarcadero area.
With the bad phone reception.
Oh, God.
That was the worst.
The olden days of cell
phones. More than one knee running around down in that place or running from stuff.
Those tiles would get slippery too. Remember that they had that sort of spiral pattern tiles, and they'd get wet, and Vinny'd go flying.
A 54-year-old in Ireland recently got called for jury duty and showed up to court for jury selection on Tuesday. This was, I think, last week.
Okay.
He initially told the judge he couldn't be on the jury because he was going away for the weekend, and he wouldn't be back in time for trial on Monday. Then he revealed that it was a romantic getaway, and he told the judge that at 54, he was in love for the first time.
Oh. And the judge said okay?
Someone else who worked there wrote about it online. They said the judge got a huge smile on his face after he heard the excuse, and it worked. He excused him from the jury duty. The judge loves love.
So many people do love love.
And the guy left. Several people online have said it would be a great scene in a movie. And one person specifically said it should be the ending of Love Actually 2.
Oh, they should make a Love Actually 2.
Should they?
Why not?
Isn't it good the way it is?
I watched it over the weekend.
I can't wait. We're watching it this weekend.
I always miss the very beginning, though. I don't know how. Let's talk about it during commercials.
It starts with him. He leaves the house. She says she's got a cold, and he leaves the house to go to the Christmas party, and then the brother comes in.
I missed that because I always find it on where he's in the office.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you need to watch the beginning.
Yeah,
that's
the beginning.
Boy, so
that's
had you seen it before? Then you had, right?
I have seen it before, but it's like every time I see it, I always catch it right, you know, in the middle or at a certain part. So I never know what happened in the beginning.
And you need to know that because you need to know why the guy goes off to France.
Yeah, I don't know about that part.
Colin Firth. Ooh, gets it bad.
Yeah.
Gets it bad.
Yep.
The love bug.
Oh.
Well, first he gets screwed over by...
That's why he left.
Mm-hmm. Because his brother is...
You can say, I mean, this movie, either you've seen it or you're never going to see it. I don't think you're going to spoil anything.
So
I don't want to see it. I don't see...
I kept thinking,
I want you at least two more times.
Would Vinny love this movie? I think you would like it.
Hurry up, big boy.
I don't like it.
I want you at least two more times.
What about I love to love?
Don't you think I've shed enough tears between Coco and I can't even name all the movies that have jerked tears right out of me?
I mean, I for sure cry at a couple points.
I don't, well, I don't need it.
I don't think I cry.
Yeah, you wouldn't cry at this movie.
It's just a lovely story.
It's just, and it's 10 lovely stories all intertwined and they all come together at the end.
It's a good ending.
Beautiful.
You would like it.
Yeah, beautifully done.
Someone's holed in a $40 million winning lotto ticket sold in Albany.
Oh, well, it wasn't in Albany, so.
Exactly. One ticket matched the numbers in Saturday night's Super Lotto Plus drawing.
All right.
It was purchased at Albany Hill Mini Mart in San Pablo Avenue, for crying out loud.
Well, that person's, maybe they're getting their lawyers together and setting up, you know.
Good for them.
Yes, very good for them.
Absolutely.
A dollar make me holla.
Hey there.
So you can just take $20 million out, right?
Yeah.
That's your payout afterward. Yeah. And then you got to take taxes from that.
So probably, right, it's
about $10 million.
Got to figure out how to handle that?
I'd have no problem. Yeah, me handling
too.
That.
Me, I'd be fine. Just well, give me a chance. Let me try it. See how I do.
Be pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, tipping for the holidays. It's a question that has come up here on the show many times.
Yeah.
You've even made, whenever you've made a statement, oh, I tip my people right in. How much? What's the?
Yeah.
So, here are some of, this is from a, I don't know where it's from.
Some financial market watch, maybe, Vinny?
All right. Well, here are some of the people you should tip and how much. Teachers and child care providers.
Are teachers allowed to accept tips, yes or no?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
A lot of times there's a room parent who will do like a little collection and maybe get the teacher a gift with the money and give them the balance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask everybody to make a donation.
Consider giving your child's regular babysitter a tip of one evening's pay plus a small gift from your child.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
The nanny gets more. The au pair might get 1 week's pay.
All right.
Or a gift from mom and dad, plus a small gift from your child. Oh, my. The daycare providers.
What about their second cousin? They
should each get. Wait, dude, wait. The list goes on.
All right.
Daycare providers should get $20 to $70 and a small gift from your child.
Oh, the whole small gift thing. So, like, maybe like a Starbucks gift card or something?
Or an ashtray.
Or, yeah,
they make
the kid's
those anymore?
Make something.
Yeah, I guess.
Your child's teacher should receive a gift from your child as well, as long as the school's policy allows this, as should their coaches, tutors, music teachers, and sports or other activity instructors.
Oh, crap, wow. They're tutors. I didn't even think of their tutors.
Hairstylists, manicurists, and masseurs.
Luckily, I don't have any of those.
Who, man?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna. If I see her, I don't want her to think I'm picking up on her. That's it's a dicey
line.
Believe
me, she won't.
She won't. Just give her the money, Merry Christmas, and then leave.
She's already suspicious by the amount of times I come in there a week to get a massage. So,
how many times do you go in there a week?
Well, 1 week I went in there 3 times, and she goes, "Didn't I just see you?" I go, "Yeah, but I'm sore from working out." She went, "Oh,
you're working out?"
Yeah,
oh, yeah. He works out all the time.
I do.
What?
Girl, look at that body.
You can't tell, huh?
Can you tell?
Well, I'm just talking to you only. Don't ask anybody else.
He was asking you. If
yeah,
you
I'm
could
asking
tell.
You. Can
yeah,
you tell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you notice a big difference?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, the big fat belly isn't sticking out when I'm naked and standing in the front of the mirror. I'm like, oh, look.
Stand up. Let me have a look at you. Let me see if I can notice a difference.
Well, I'm wearing a big puffy jacket.
When you stand in front of the mirror, do you do that same pose that you always do?
I'm sucking it in. You look good. You look good, baby.
Thanks. Yeah, I do that pose. Are you kidding me? I'm perfecting that pose. Anyway, who else do we tip?
Hairstylist, manicurist, and masseurs. If you have a regular hairdresser, consider tipping her or him between $20 and $100.
Hmm. All right, what else?
Masseuse, $1,000.
The hairstylist assistant who also regularly helps you, they should probably get something too as well.
I'm gonna be broke.
A candle, jam, or $10 to $20.
Jam? Like just go buy a jar of Smuckers?
Maybe.
There you go.
Than
I got
that.
You some jam.
A can of jam for the assistant hairstylist is what you're saying, right?
A massage therapist should get between $50 and $100 were the cost of one session for Christmas. These are the tips you should be giving. Gym staff. If you have a personal trainer, you should give between $20 and $50.
Oh, my God. All right, Dave, I'll get you something. I know he's listening.
Thanks, Hooman. Super excited to see you today. Let's stay motivated, buddy.
Well, we're doing a secret show, so I got to cancel today, but we'll do it tomorrow.
Home and car-related services.
Car-related?
Yeah.
My mechanic?
Maids
the housekeeper
as well.
Should get $50.
Oh, I gave her that. Woo! Yes, hallelujah.
If you have a regular parking attendant, they should get between $10 and $35.
Oh, you have one of those, Hooman.
I do. Damn it. All right.
Gardeners and pool maintenance staff should also get tipped, typically between $20 and $50. You realize modern life's bleeding you at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that we all pay for throughout the year thinking we're square, but you've got a little more due come the end of the year at Christmas time.
A little extra thank you. Who else?
Yeah, anyone else?
Home delivery services. Jeez. Your regular mail carrier isn't allowed to get cash tips, they say here, or checks or gift cards.
I'm pretty sure they're okay with
it. So what do you do?
I put a 20 in a Christmas. I have a different guy every day, too.
If you can't give him a gift card, cash, or a check.
No, I put. I go, my mail carrier, I put 20 bucks in there. He doesn't have to cash a check.
Let me guess. A jar of jam.
Oh, a jar of jam is a lovely gift. Smuckers.
No, they say here they cannot accept gifts worth more than $20 either, but that's what you should give as a gift. I think the cash. They say that because that's the rule.
Right.
But I think
I'm sure
most
they don't
people
throw
are
away
like,
the $20.
There's a place I know they don't take tips either, and I just threw, I wadded up the money and threw it so that he couldn't stop me.
Mm, and then you ran out.
And then I left. And
where
then,
was this?
I don't want to say, but the guy
but you
was
threw it at him.
Well, where I didn't throw it at toss him. At first, it, I handed it to him, and he said, "I can't take that." And I was like, looking for the cameras to see if he was being watched. Uh-huh. And I was just all, "Take that. You're taking that." And then I left. But it's, you know, I think they want the money. They're just
sure,
supposed to turn it down.
Of course, right.
And they don't know if you're some stoolie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What else? Who else?
FedEx and UPS workers. A small gift card to a local restaurant like Moe's or Panera. They usually don't have a lot of time for lunch, so maybe you can get something that they can use to
that's
get
nice.
Lunch.
I don't know my UPS driver.
No one does. They keep changing.
Or my FedEx. Yeah, it's always someone different.
Also a dog walker, dog groomer, or pet sitter.
That makes sense.
Oh, God.
You have one of those?
I don't. I don't have a pet anymore, but, well, I have a cat, but they don't need anything. In fact, they want nothing.
How am I doing?
They come around when they're ready.
Oh, are you okay, garage cat?
I don't know.
Regular dog walker, groomer, or pet sitter. It's nice to give them. Boy, they really use very specific genders for all these things, like him or her a little extra for the holidays. So, and also elder care.
Oh, and then other care of your pants,
receptionist
parents?
Or physician's assistant,
or pants,
waiter or bartenders that might be regular,
dang.
Hotel concierge and service staff.
Damn.
Gonna have to start saving sooner for your holiday right. Tipping, everybody.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Great news happened over the weekend. The 49ers pulled out a win. We may have our quarterback.
Yeah, but 6 field goals. So only 1 touchdown.
Well, if we can get some other team players around him,
right,
we may have our guy.
He's undefeated as a 49er.
The
Jimmy
Raiders
G.
got a win stolen from them by
yes,
the Cowboys and the refs tonight, Monday Night Football, Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
I was at the Raiders game, and I just want to give a shout out to the Piedmont Raiders. That's who we had our tailgate with. And Nima and Nicole. They were great.
You should also give a shout out to our new boss, Susan Larkin,
yes.
Who was also at the Raiders game.
Susan!
I guess Entercom has a luxury box there, heads up. And he rode home with her
on
BART.
Yeah.
Was it her first time taking BART?
It was, yeah.
What'd she say?
I helped her nap. She goes, oh my goodness, this is so convenient. It's 25 minutes from the stadium. We talked the whole time.
Well. Entercom has a box.
They do.
Too bad the team's leaving.
Yeah. I know. Get another box at a different place.
Yeah, so thank you, everyone that was at the Raiders game. We were robbed. I really hope they still make it to the playoffs. It's going to take a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, boy, is it that time already?
It is.
Well, I'm going to start with the 12 days of holiday, Vinny. Some lucky person is going to win $500 to spend at the Westfield San Francisco Center.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.